During last night's presidential debate, moderator Jim Lehrer highlighted this point of agreement between the candidates.
The single most serious threat you believe, both of you believe, is nuclear proliferation.
I do, in the hands of a terrorist enemy.
Weapons of mass destruction, nuclear proliferation.
Senator John Kerry and President Bush agreed that nuclear proliferation and weapons in the hands of terrorists pose the greatest threat to the nation. Matthew Bunn is a nuclear weapons expert at Harvard University. He says faster action is needed to keep nuclear bomb material out of terrorist hands.
Both President George Bush and Senator John Kerry got it right in their debate. As they agreed, the possibility that terrorists could get a nuclear bomb is the most deadly danger America faces. Fortunately, if we move fast enough, it's a catastrophe we have a good chance of preventing. For a decade, al-Qaeda has been trying to get a nuclear bomb. Senior Pakistani nuclear weapons scientists actually met with Osama bin Laden. And the sad fact of physics is that with bomb material in hand, a capable terrorist group might well be able to make a crude bomb. Set off in Manhattan on a typical workday, such a bomb could kill 500,000 people. Unfortunately, around the world, stocks of potential bomb material are dangerously insecure. In Russia, enough plutonium and highly enriched uranium for tens of thousands of nuclear bombs is equipped with alarms that are often broken and don't get fixed. Russian officials have confirmed 4 incidents of terrorists scoping out nuclear warhead sites and transport trains. Al-Qaeda has deep connections to the Chechen terrorists who have demonstrated their ability to strike in force and without warning or mercy. Elsewhere, more than 100 lightly guarded civilian research reactors in more than 40 countries use potential bomb uranium as their fuel. And who knows how many al-Qaeda terrorists might attack a remote Pakistani nuclear warhead storage site. Nuclear bomb material is too hard for terrorists to make themselves. If we can secure the existing stockpiles and keep them out of terrorist hands, we can prevent nuclear terrorism. No nuclear material, no nuclear bomb. Programs already in place are making steady progress in securing and destroying these stockpiles. But we need to pick up the pace to lock down these stockpiles before the terrorists get them. Even the first round of U.S.-funded security upgrades has been completed for less than half the bomb material in Russia. Bureaucratic and political disputes have been allowed to fester unresolved. As a result, dozens of sets of equipment for a quick fix of security at Russia's nuclear warhead bunkers are moldering in warehouses, uninstalled 4 years after we delivered them. Whoever is elected in November must provide sustained presidential leadership to keep these materials out of terrorist hands, working with leaders around the world day in and day out to overcome the obstacles. The next summit with Russia's president should focus on a deal to secure Russia's stockpiles within the next 4 years and to jointly lead a fast-paced global partnership to secure the stocks elsewhere around the world. And we need to move as fast and flexibly as we possibly can to simply remove the bomb material entirely from the world's most vulnerable sites. The president must appoint a senior full-time official to lead the myriad efforts to block the terrorist pathway to the bomb and keep this on the front burner at the White House every day. Only then will we be able to say that we have done all we can to reduce the risk of a nuclear 9/11.
Matthew Bunn is a nuclear weapons expert at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government.